Hello, welcome to the Friday, October 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We still got false positives that users submitted, and today's, I think, was a pretty good one. This user did all of a sudden get IDS alerts that some of his servers are chatting via IRC. That's, of course, a typical sign that something bad is happening. IRC frequently used as a command control channel for bots. So, of course, he investigated further. Now, when he looked at the full packets, he saw that this is not just sort of standard IRC connections, but it is content with other data. Apparently what happened was those two servers that exchanged IRC traffic were VMware servers, and virtual machines were just being transferred using vMotion between those machines. So really what he was looking at here was the memory of that system being transmitted across the wire. And that memory did contain patterns that matched with IRC traffic, which of course is still not good. It's not active IRC traffic happening right now, but it points to someone sitting in memory on that machine that may be capable of initiating IRC traffic. So he, of course, went all the way. He took a memory dump off that machine, loaded it in volatility, and then was looking for those pattern and what process owned the memory that contained those IRC traffic patterns. Well, turned out it was antivirus. Antivirus, of course, often does have signatures that look for bad traffic patterns, bad patterns in software, and these IRC patterns, they were part of an antivirus signature. I've seen this also on occasion happening just by downloading, for example, antivirus updates. However, that usually doesn't happen that often because they're obfuscated, they're compressed, they may even be encrypted. So you don't usually see it as you download the antivirus update, but as you, of course, load then in memory and transfer, like in this case, the memory, then they're all unpacked and easily visible. So really interesting false positive here. Again, if you have anything similar, let us know. Just submit it via the contact page. An incident handling company, Volexity, found that a number of websites associated with the Occupy Central campaign in Hong Kong, these are the recent pro-democracy protests, are spreading targeted malware. One I found particularly interesting was the Alliance for True Democracy. The domain name used by the malware in this case is java-se.com. This is a known malicious domain, but of course with the name java-se, it's somewhat plausible that someone will try to launch a Java applet from this domain. Overall, the techniques are very much what we would expect from these waterhole attacks. The included JavaScript will then lead to various exploit kits trying to exploit, for example, Java vulnerabilities. Interesting also is that Volexity found some password-protected backdoors into these web applications, probably to retain access in case the JavaScript is removed, so they can add additional JavaScript. Overall, however, kind of trivially done. Just the very first line of the page is the malicious JavaScript, so nothing sort of mixed in with existing JavaScript. In particular, since this one side loads jQuery, which of course would be an easy spot to hide additional functionality in. And Microsoft today released its advanced notification for next week's security bulletins. Well, we should expect a total of 9 bulletins, 3 of which are rated critical, 1 is moderate, and 5 are important. Among the critical ones, there is, of course, one for Internet Explorer, so expect the usual Internet Explorer rollup patch. We also have one for .NET, and then, of course, for Windows itself. As far as the important ones go, Office, of course, is big here. Microsoft's developer tools, and then more bulletins for Microsoft Windows. The moderate one, which actually is a step below important, is scheduled for Microsoft Office and Windows. One of the important Microsoft Office bulletins will also affect Microsoft Office for the Mac. As far as the moderate bulletin goes, it only affects Microsoft Office 2007 and here only the Japanese language edition. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.